Josiah, you and I both love a selfie or two.
Oh, I love a selfie. Not afraid of it. Not afraid of the mirror either.
I mean, you love it a bit more than I do. I do maybe one a year and you do one a day. A new study's been released to say that people who take excessive selfies have been linked with narcissism.
I mean, I'd love to argue that, but I can see how this works.
I know, I feel like we need to diagnose you right now. So to get someone who knows a bit more about it than we do on to talk about it, we've got Dr. Zach from Channel 9. Morning, Dr. Zach.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. And I hope I know more about the condition than just being a narcissist. I'm hoping that's what you were meaning there.
Of course. You're medically qualified. So
Dr. Zach, a selfie.
So I am a narcissist.
So Dr. Zach, a selfie a day does not keep the doctor away. Is that right?
No, it doesn't. And in fact, maybe a selfie a day would maybe think you are a doctor. So interesting research that's kind of had a look at, do narcissistic people take more selfies? And the other part is, do taking selfies make you more narcissistic?
Can I ask, for anyone that is listening, can you just describe a narcissist really quickly?
Josiah Sharla. Done. We don't even
definition.
Need a doctor.
I guess it's a whole lot of Trumpism, if you want to put a name to a very narcissistic person with self-inflation. So essentially, the symptoms of narcissistic personality disorder are a need for admiration, need for sort of boosting yourself up from other people, plus a disregard for other people's feelings, and then a complete disregard for handling criticism and a sense of entitlement from them. So, I mean, there's a bit of a spectrum. You're not kind of either a narcissist or you're not a narcissist. There's a spectrum here, but certainly the people that did this test actually went above and beyond what would be considered to be narcissistic in this trial.
Yeah, I wouldn't call myself a narcissist, but I can definitely see I do have elements, as many people do. Is it necessarily a bad thing to be a narcissist?
Look, there are definitely times. I think there's times I've certainly told people in my practice, look, you have to take care of yourself a little bit more. You have to say no. You have to kind of do things for yourself. So there is a time and a place, I believe, for people to go. And mums are like this as well. Like, mums are very, I'm throwing it generally out there, but they're self-sacrificing. And I see lots of mums who haven't looked after themselves for a long time. They put everyone else first and probably need a little bit more narcissism in their life.
Mm. Wow.
That being said, this study looked at these people over a four-month period who took photos of themselves and then uploaded them to Facebook and Instagram. And one of the interesting things about this were that people who posted more than one time a day had an increased subjective response on this narcissistic scoring sheet that actually put them higher and higher and higher, which is quite incredible. So over a four-month period, people became more and more narcissistic as the time went on.
Wow.
One of the interesting findings I found from this, though, were that people who didn't post photos, so people who posted regularly, say on Twitter, didn't have any correlation with increased narcissism over that four-month period. So they had some people that just used Twitter, didn't post any photos. But certainly, having your opinion out there without your face leads to less narcissism. But having your face out there with opinions makes you more entitled and more of a narcissist.
Wow. Oh
my God. Do you find that narcissistic personality disorder is more common in men? Because I'm not going to lie, I know a lot of girls who've had boyfriends who they say are narcissists, and it seems to be pretty common. I mean, I'm sure it's relatively equal, but is there anything to support that it's more common in men?
I know you're wanting me to say this, aren't you? You are. You're throwing the line. It is in fact more commonly found in men.
Ah,
that is exactly true.
Guilty.
Backed you into a corner and it worked.
It totally did. So men are more narcissistic, which means that often the partner in the relationship potentially gets stood on a little bit more, or needs to, in some way, stand up for themselves a little bit more. This could be, and I don't know how it kind of relates to people in the workforce, but hopefully as we see more and more women take sort of big jobs and kick the guys' butts out there, there might be some more women narcissists.
Yeah, we'll just look at the Kardashians, for example.
Entitled self-importance, that's exactly right.
There you go.
Yeah, no one takes more selfies than those girls, I tell you what.
At all.
Oh, that is such interesting stuff. Thanks so much for joining us, Dr. Zach Turner from Channel 9. I'm sure we'll check in with you again next time we have other medical issues coming up.
Oh, I've got a few, don't worry.
Yeah.